Oh, we've been hearing that anthem a lot. You're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. I'm Joan Ledeau, and we're talking about Special Olympics Wisconsin today. Our guests from that organization are Chad Hirschner, president and CEO, and Brittany Wilson, an athlete leader. Wondering how you can volunteer or help out with Special Olympics Wisconsin, or have you been to one of their events? Well, we want to hear from you. Our number, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Brittany, Chad, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Well, let's start off, Chad, with give us a brief history of the Special Olympics Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Well, Special Olympics as a global movement was founded by Eunice Kennedy Shriver in 1968, and Special Olympics Wisconsin was founded shortly thereafter in 1972. So we have been working with athletes and individuals with intellectual disabilities all across Wisconsin for more than 52 years now.
That really is amazing. And what's the mission of your organization?
So our mission is really to provide a place where individuals with intellectual disabilities can come together through sport to create that sense of belongingness, connectedness, and community. And certainly a lot of people think of Special Olympics as a sports organization, and we do so much more that we're excited to share with you some of that today as well.
Wonderful. And before we get any further, Brittany, why don't you tell us what you do as an athlete leader?
There's a lot, and it's really, really cool. It starts at the local level with the Intro to Athlete Leadership and Understanding Leadership workshop. And once you complete that, the world is your oyster at that point. You can get called to Hill Days with Chad, or you can do speaking engagements, or you can teach a workshop.
Or you can, you know, be on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Right? That too. You can also be on the SOE board as well.
Okay. And SOE stands for? Chad, go
ahead. Special Olympics Wisconsin Incorporated.
Okay. Incorporated. All right. And in case anybody's interested in learning more, we do have a link to your website on our website, which is WPR.org/Larry. You just look for this episode. But it's I think it's not even that, is it? SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. So it's pretty simple.
That's right.
It's very simple. I have it in front of me just in case. So, Chad, how many athletes actually participate every year on average?
So we have more than 14,600 athletes and participants that take place in just Special Olympics Wisconsin annually.
Oh my gosh. How do you keep track of all of that?
Well, again, we are a grassroots organization, and so we have amazing volunteers around the state, and we have lots of what we call local programs. So if an athlete lives in Ashland or Milwaukee or Appleton, they have a local program that they are a part of, and that's kind of the place where they first engage and connect for sports that they do there.
Okay. So what area are you active in, Brittany?
I'm in the Milwaukee area.
What brought you to the organization in the first place?
Two friends I went to college with. I get asked this a lot. Two of my friends I went to college with went to my sister and said, hey, tell your sister she should join Special Olympic sports. We had a ball and she'd have one too. And 7 years later, I'm a unified facilitator.
I love that. Is your sister still participating too?
Oh, no, she's my top tier supporter.
I see. I understand. So what sports are offered through Special Olympics Wisconsin, Chad?
Well, we have 19 different Olympic-style sports. So our youngest athlete at Special Olympics Wisconsin is 4. Our oldest athlete is 94.
Oh my gosh.
So we have sports in a variety of things. Right now, our teams and our athletes are focused on our fall sports coming up for fall games. So everyone is doing bocce, softball, t-ball, flag football right now. But we do everything from cornhole to swimming to basketball. We are Wisconsin, so bowling is still the most popular sport. with our athletes, and then a lot of athletes love to do track and field as well. And like Brittany, many of our Special Olympics Wisconsin athletes are multi-sport athletes. So they don't do just one sport a year. They may do three or four, or, you know, one with every season that we offer.
So which ones do you participate in, Brittany?
I participate in basketball, soccer, track and field, bocce, volleyball, and bowling. Oh, I even retired from soccer last year with a third place bronze medal.
Nice. I guess you're going to go out on top, right?
Yeah.
That's great. I love that. So, you know, as you had mentioned earlier, Chad, you know, you're more than just a athletic organization. So what are some of the other things that you provide for the people who are benefited from Special Olympics?
Absolutely. So we have really four areas of focus for all of our mission-based programs, the first being sports. Another one is inclusive health. So a lot of people may not realize that Special Olympics as a global movement is the world's largest public health organization for individuals with intellectual disabilities. So here in Wisconsin, we have 8 free areas where we provide health screenings to athletes, where they can get checkups, they can get referred to care. So it can be in dental, it can be in mental health, it can be in general nutrition, it can be opening eyes. And we have a great partnership too in audiology with Hear Wisconsin. So those are some of the areas. And again, we really want to keep our athletes in tip-top shape so that they can compete at their best. And I know Brittany has an amazing health story personally about how she's broken a generational cycle and taken and improved your health. So,
oh, wonderful. Let's hear it, Brittany.
So I have high blood pressure and I'm pre-diabetic right now, although my A1C is very under control at 5.2. I have a family history of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you name it. And I decided that I don't want my health to get the better of me. So 4 years ago, I started my weight loss journey, and my blood pressure's under control. All my blood work's under control, and my A1C is at 5.2, and I lost a total of 66 pounds in 4 years.
That is amazing. Wow. Well, I admire you greatly, Brittany. That takes a lot to do that. Discipline, for sure. And how has the Special Olympics made that journey for you easier?
The fitness exercises at the practices help. Plus, when I play sports, I'll lead what's known as popcorn exercises, which is like popcorn reading, where you read a passage and then you pass it off to someone else. I'll name an exercise and then I'll pass it to another athlete among the athlete circle with the sports we play.
Okay. Has that your journey helped anybody in your family with those health problems also?
Actually, it helped 2 of my friends that I play sports with.
And so it's Chad, you've heard these kinds of stories a lot, I'm assuming.
We do. And we hear these stories every day. You know, I think too of just some of the work that we do in dental care. We have a great partnership with the Marquette Dental School, Delta Dental, and we'll do dental screenings at our various events. And sometimes we find a lot of needs that are really emergent. We have some dentists that actually close their practices on a Friday and open up to provide free dental care to our athletes. And so we call that our Special Olympics Gives Athletes a Smile Day. And those dentists will provide $25,000, $30,000 worth of free dental care that otherwise athletes wouldn't receive.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes,
that's wonderful, because we all know it's hard to find a dentist these days anyway. So
It is. So we had, I was mentioning earlier about our partnership with Here Wisconsin. So they bring their mobile audiology bus to a lot of our state games and competitions. We have one athlete who is a swimmer and has been an athlete for many years. He went and did the initial hearing test and screening and was referred to get some assisted devices. And Steve came back to me and he said, "Chad, I didn't know that water made sound."
Wow.
And Steve is 43 years old. So that's an amazing gift through the partnerships that we have to, you know, support our athletes.
That's amazing. I had no idea, and I'm sure most of our listeners don't either. Tell me now, so the games that you hold, they're 4 times a year from what it sounds like. Is that right?
Yes. So we do spring, summer, winter, fall games. Mm-hmm. We also do bowling as a standalone tournament that takes place in Wausau, because last year we had over 1,200 athletes join us just for bowling. And then we do our state golf tournaments and state volleyball separately as well. So, yes.
Okay. And so then everybody from the state, that do you have to qualify, or how do you get to the state tournament?
Correct. So there is qualification that takes place. So right now we have athletes that are qualifying and competing in their regional competitions for softball, bocce, to get to state. So we have the qualifying tournament coming up this weekend in Onalaska area in Wisconsin. We just had one last weekend in Appleton. So once that's all compiled, then those athletes will join us in Wisconsin Dells for our fall state games the weekend after Labor Day.
And I'm assuming anybody can come watch?
Absolutely. We love spectators. Right, Brittany? You love having fans on the stands there to cheer you on. And the other thing, too, is we always need volunteers. So we have over 5,000 individuals that volunteer every year for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Some volunteer for just the day of events, whether it be regional competitions or our state games. Others volunteer and sign up to be coaches. So lots of ways to become involved. It's a great way to bring your family members out to volunteer, to get coworkers together to come and join you as well. So we're so fortunate to have such a robust pool of volunteers.
Brittany, what's it like at those competitions for you and for some of your friends who are competing?
It's really great because it's a sense of inclusion, because we, Special Olympics Wisconsin, prides on inclusion, which brings me into the inclusion campaign, which I was a part of with 4 other athlete leaders, that 2 were a part of it, and they all did a wonderful job. And we all have the same inclusion story, where we want to be included, but we never felt included until we joined Special Olympics. Once we're grandfathered in, the inclusion movement begins right off bat with the first sport you play in.
And what does that entail, Chad?
So really, it is, again, our vision, too, is to break down the stigma that exists for sometimes individuals with intellectual disabilities, and to create that place where everyone is seen, valued, and included. So, you know, there are no labels at Special Olympics Wisconsin. Everyone gets to show up, be their authentic selves. And that's one of the things I love about our movement, is all are welcome, all skills are valued, all perspectives are valued. And it's truly what I hear from our athletes. This is their family. This is their community. This is a place where they feel valued, heard, respected, and a place where they can thrive. So really transformational work that we get to do each and every day.
That's wonderful. Our guests today are from Special Olympics Wisconsin, and they are Brittany Wilson, an athlete leader, and Chad Hirschner, president and CEO. Do you have a question for either of them? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. And please stay with us the full 2 hours today, because coming up at noon, we're going to hear from a member of Team USA's men's wheelchair basketball team. And then it's a roundup of the latest results from Wisconsinites at the Olympic Games in Paris. So, Brittany, have you been watching the Olympic Games from Paris?
No, I haven't.
You
actually
haven't? No, okay.
No.
You don't want to see what they're doing over there. You just want to concentrate on your own efforts.
Yes, I'd like to concentrate on my own efforts. Plus, okay. I'm a huge wrestling fan, so I've been watching wrestling all weekend.
Okay.
Meanwhile, in our household, we've been watching as much Olympics as we can possibly consume. So some amazing moments, and I just love it.
So inspirational. What was your path to become the CEO of Special Olympics, Chad?
So my entire career has been working in the nonprofit world in various organizations and executive capacities. We have a friend of ours who has been a Special Olympics Wisconsin athlete for 10 plus years. And so we were on the sidelines watching Kenzie compete, hearing the difference that Special Olympics made in her life, the role that it played in their family. And one day I got a call from a search firm saying, Special Olympics Wisconsin is looking for a new president and CEO. Would you be interested, or anyone you know? And I paused and I said, this is me. Like, this is something that I could really get behind. And that was more than 2 years ago. And this truly is home. I mean, it is the best job. I wake up every morning going, I get to do this and work with amazing individuals like Brittany, our other athlete leadership council members, our phenomenal board. It's just a real treat to do this every day.
And Brittany, do you feel the same way, waking up every morning, that you get to participate in this organization and what they do?
Yes, I do. I was just telling the Medical College of Wisconsin nursing medical students that with all the leadership opportunities I get, my head is spinning on a metaphoric swivel. And it's already hanging off of a thin swivel, and my head is just spinning out of control, about ready to fall off, and it's so worth it.
Right. Yeah. Brittany was just referencing, so one of the things we focus on as part of our health programming is training and providing education to medical providers and med students on how to work with individuals with intellectual disabilities. Because what we've learned is in medical school, typically, they only received about 20 minutes on how to work with individuals with ID. So Brittany, along with a fellow athlete leader, PJ Lynch, had just done a presentation the other day to Medical College of Wisconsin. A friend of mine I know who was a med student there was in that session, and Parker texted me after that and said, wow, they were incredible. I signed up to volunteer next week at MedFest, one of our Healthy Athletes events. So Brittany and other athletes are out there sharing the message and the story and inspiring people every day.
And obviously doing a really wonderful job. Was that pretty much the reception you got from most people, Brittany, when you spread the word like that?
Yes, I do. Yes, it does. And in fact, that's not the first time it's happened. The first time it happened was at the Waukesha Expo Center when I spoke to the Joint Finance Committee 2 years ago.
Were you scared? Because that sounds kind of scary to me.
Well, with the Waukesha Expo Center, when that opportunity first came about, I'm like, how am I supposed to sit on stage and speak to the Joint Finance Committee? But once I got there and saw the lay of the land and the seating, it reminded me of my church background, and I give kudos and brownie points to my church background for the leader I am today.
Well, that makes a whole lot of sense. Have you found that to be the case, Chad, where your athlete leaders are just so prepared to step into these circumstances?
Well, and I think what I love most is seeing the journey of our athlete leaders. So we have some members that serve on our athlete leadership council. Athlete leadership is one of our other mission pillars, obviously. And they may start out and they may be very reserved. They may be someone that's more comfortable having one-on-one conversations. And through their engagement, through their growth and confidence, through extra training that we provide here in Wisconsin as well as nationally, they just blossom and flourish and thrive. Mm-hmm. And they are then giving presentations at their workplaces. They are then joining me and talking at Rotary clubs around the state. So, you know, people can hear from me anytime, but it's really the athletes that are the heartbeat of the organization, and just seeing them thrive and have that confidence is so inspiring.
Now, you're talking about finances. So how are you funded?
So we exist thanks to the generosity of others. So, you know, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and 100% of our revenue comes from contributions. So we've received some support through some grants for our health programs, our education programs with our Unified Champion Schools, as part of being part of Special Olympics North America. Primarily, the rest of the resources comes from individuals, businesses, foundations, and grants that we receive all across the state of Wisconsin.
Do you find it hard to get those resources?
It's always a challenge, obviously, you know, when you are a nonprofit organization. And I think once people are connected to the mission, know an athlete, understand the importance that we do, not only in sport, but health, and in Unified Champion Schools, and in athlete leadership, once they're connected, they almost become donors and supporters for life. So we are so blessed by those individuals that support us each and every year, and every dollar matters. So if somebody can only give $25, that's phenomenal, and we put it to work. Mm-hmm. So we're so fortunate for all of our partners and all of our donors.
Have you been involved in some of that fundraising, Brittany?
Yes, I have, actually. We had an auto show gala 3 years ago at the Baird Center. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun.
Yep. And all of our Athlete Leadership Council members, they also support Polar Plunge, which is our largest Special Olympics Wisconsin fundraiser. And I think, but Brittany, this past year, the members of the Athlete Leadership Council raised more than $11,000. So they did a great job. And I know, Brittany, you were part of that too.
Yes, I was.
Did you also jump in the cold water?
Well, I was supposed to, but I had to take the Athletes as Coaches workshop that day at headquarters in Madison.
Okay. I think that's a good excuse. I don't think I'd be jumping in that ice water, though. What about you, Chad? Have you done that?
I have. I did it the first year after I started. And initially, it was our marketing person at the time said, Chad, do the Milwaukee one. It's the last plunge. It will be the warmest day of the year. It was -4. And windy and snowing, and the lake temperature in Lake Michigan was 32 degrees. So I said, by going into the water, I'm actually warming up.
That's
so
right.
I did it the first year. This past year, I chose to be a polar pledger and help support our Athlete Leadership Council members in their fundraising efforts.
At least you know what the experience is like anyway.
Yes.
Our guests from Special Olympics Wisconsin today are Chad Hirschner, president and CEO, and Brittany Wilson, an athlete leader for the organization. If you've got a question or a comment or an experience, we'd love to hear from you. Our lines are all open, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. So, Brittany, we've talked a little bit about what Special Olympics has done for you physically. What about mentally?
Mentally, it's given me more self-confidence and a sense of belonging, because as a kid with an intellectual developmental disability, you don't feel as included in school. And being a part of Special Olympics is like being a part of a family. And like Chad said, each agency is like an individual household. There are so many different athletes from so many walks of life. And we all have the same story. It's just different interpretations.
Mm-hmm. You want to elaborate on that, Chad?
Sure. I would just say, you know, one of the things that I'm always inspired by with our athletes is their resiliency, their grit, their pure determination, and the sense of joy that they have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, through our Strong Minds program that we have, speaking of mental wellness, we have tools and tips that we provide to individuals with intellectual disabilities to help lower their anxiety, to help teach them breathing skills or coping mechanisms, and also how to recognize signs of depression. And know it's okay to speak up, to find that support, those safe places where they can get help that they need. But yeah, the grit, the determination, the resiliency is phenomenal.
Have you encouraged some of your acquaintances to join Special Olympics? And do you have any stories about that, Brittany?
I actually talked with four of my teammates about being athlete mentors because they were also athlete leaders. And I said, these four can be athlete mentors. And it went really good. And it felt like I grandfathered them into being bigger leaders. And that was really nice. I thought it was cool when I did that.
Definitely. So what's a athlete mentor then, Chad?
So one of the things that we do at Special Olympics Wisconsin is, obviously, we have a wonderful board of directors. We have 27 members on our board. And a couple years ago, we created a mentor program for our board. And the athletes are the mentors to the board members, not the other way around. So our athletes go through another training process to understand how boards of directors work, their areas of responsibility. The athlete leaders are intimately involved in the work we do every day. So we did a new strategic plan a couple years ago. I shared it with the Athlete Leadership Council at least three or four times, beginning, middle, and end, to have their voice in it. But the athlete mentors are meeting with our board members. They invite them to attend a practice of theirs. They talk about the strategic plan, how they're engaged, and it has truly been a wonderful experience. We've had board members that have been involved for 6 years, and they have reached out to me saying, oh my gosh, I never had that depth of understanding. When you have the experience of talking to an athlete, understanding their reality, challenges, opportunities, successes, it just deepens the connection to what we do.
Where do these innovative programs like this come from?
So the Athlete Mentor Program is something that we came up with here in the state of Wisconsin and created it on our own. Some of the other programs were fortunate, again, being part of an international organization, that there is curriculum provided to us from Special Olympics International that we can then implement. Mm-hmm. And then every year we also survey our athletes to say, what are things that you want to learn about? What are skills that you want to develop? And what can we do to provide extra training? So making sure we do kind of all three approaches there.
What qualifications does someone need to participate as an athlete in the games?
As an athlete, so again, it's real simple. All the qualifications are right on our website. So one of the things is we ask every athlete to have a medical screening because we want to know they're fit to compete, just like we would do in any other sport. So that's an important part of it. And then it's finding, you know, the right local program to connect with and determining which sports they want to try. So it's a pretty easy process, and it's all right there at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org.
So if you have a new person coming to one of your practices, Brittany, what is that experience like for them?
Of course, it's a new experience in unknown territory, and they are going to be a little gun shy to speak, which is understandable. And after a while, they get used to being around groups of people, and eventually they open up.
And do they get, there's coaches, I'm assuming, for all the teams, right, Chad?
Yeah.
Okay. So then when they come, the coaches, do they get to work one-on-one with them? Do they have other athlete leaders like yourself help them out just to kind of get them into the swing of things? How does that work?
We definitely have one-on-one with the athletes in case they're really gun shy, or in case they feel that they're not getting the hang of the sport. So then we pull them to the side and give them the fundamentals of how it works. And then eventually they'll grow their own shell, and then they can be established with their individual rapport. And I think I'm using that word right. I heard it yesterday when I had the presentation. So
You got it. And part of it too is we have coaches that have been volunteers for 10, 15, 20, 40 years. We have other individuals who are maybe they're a collegiate athlete and they want to give back. And so they may sign up to be a coach during that period of time. It's also too, we have a really incredible training program for anybody that wants to be a coach. So you don't have to feel like I need to know everything and have been a former college athlete in basketball. No, we have the training in place. Our rules are sometimes adapted for our Special Olympics athletes, and so can walk anybody through that process so they can be the best coach to help support the athletes with their needs as well.
So how many coaches do they have per team? Is that how you set it up? So,
yep, it's by team, and again, it just depends on the sport. So we have over, I think we're right around 3,000 trained coaches that support our athletes all across the state every year. And again, like many of our athletes, the coaches may do multiple sports. Or a coach may just say, I can do basketball or I can do golf and select whatever sport works for their schedule. So about 3,000 trained coaches.
How often do you practice, Brittany? I mean, you're in a lot of different sports, but how often do you actually get out there and get to play?
Most sports are once a week, some are twice a week. It all depends on the sports season and the areas that they're offered.
And where are the practices held?
They're all different rec centers and MPS schools.
Okay. And is that, do you have to usually pay for that, Chad, or are those given to the community?
It sometimes depends. So sometimes we have, you know, partnerships with some YMCAs across the state, so they will provide their facilities at no charge. There are other times where we do need to pay for facilities to rent for practices, depending on, you know, not everybody has volleyball courts or has, you know, softball fields. So there are times where, yes, the resources are that we need to secure those venues.
And is there any kind of a charge for the athletes?
There is not a charge for athletes to participate. So, mm-hmm. You know, this is something that we never want that to be a financial barrier. And that's where part of the fundraising that we do is to make sure that it is accessible for everyone.
Yeah. And you get uniforms?
Yep. Athletes get uniforms. And again, it's always fun when you're at a state game. So I know Brittany's team at Team Milwaukee gets really creative and come up with some really great uniforms. So it's fun to see everybody there. Because again, part of being an athlete is showing up as an athlete. Mm-hmm. So you feel at your best when you have a good uniform, right, Brittany?
Yeah.
And you must have a lot of different uniforms because you're in a lot of different sports, right?
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of different uniforms with different sports.
So how is the competition done then? Is it like... is it men and women, or are there age brackets, or how is that organized, Chad?
So it's all based on, just like the regular Olympics, it's all based on qualifying times. So for instance, if we are doing swimming, we don't separate by gender, we separate by qualifying times. So the athletes that might be in eight lanes of the pool, their qualifying times are within a certain range that any one of them has the potential to win gold.
Well, that totally makes sense. We should maybe try that in regular sports, right? That
yes.
would be interesting.
Yes.
I'd like to see that, actually. So we probably have people who are out there thinking to themselves, gosh, you know, this sounds wonderful. How do I become a volunteer?
Yes. So again, the best way to become a volunteer is visit our website, SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. And like I said, we do 220 plus events a year. So there are activities happening all over the state. So if you want to sign up to volunteer in your community for a regional activity, that's an easy way to do that. Our state games move around, and that's obviously where we have the highest concentration of athletes and greatest need. So, you know, we have that opportunity there as well.
And you said you're in Wausau this summer, is that right?
This summer we're going to Wisconsin Dells
for our fall games. Right. Okay.
So we will be there the weekend after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. And so if somebody wants to sign up for that, is there still room for them?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. You can go right to the website and click on events and you'll find those links right there.
Okay. So what kind of a personality is best suited for these kinds of opportunities to volunteer?
I think it's somebody that just wants to bring their whole heart and their whole selves to this amazing work. And also, too, it's just having that heart of service and that willingness to give back and openness to meet and engage with these extraordinary athletes.
And for coaches, is that a different place to sign up, or is it all kind of at the same place on your website, I'm assuming?
Yep, on the website, yep. We have a separate area there for coaches that people could figure that out there mm-hmm. as well, too.
Okay. Well, that sounds easy enough. Brittany, how were you encouraged to maybe get out of your comfort zone so that you can maybe perform at your very highest level? What were some of the coaches' advice to you?
The advice they would give me is the oath. Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. And each step you make is an attempt at a ribbon or an award you want or a medal at a state game.
And that's so.
And always have good sportsmanship.
I was wondering about that. I mean, how competitive or supportive are the teams for each other?
They are definitely super supportive. And our VP of marketing communications, Chad, Addie Teeters, mm-hmm. she told me during bowling season how I was really extremely positive to my teammates, which was very true. And I would be their cheering section while playing myself. And just giving positive affirmations and saying, you got this, buddy. Keep up the progress. Let's take it home.
Yep. And I was at our summer games, and I think our athletes were doing a 100-meter dash. And one of the athletes had started off. His feet just got tangled, and unfortunately, he fell down. Everyone else that was around him stopped to make sure that he was okay. And I was, meanwhile, off to the medical tent to get some attention. I came back. He got up, had blood coming down his shoulder, his kneecap was scraped, and just ran for it across the finish line. The eruption from the crowd was, I get goosebumps just talking about it. That's the sportsmanship that we see at Special Olympics.
That is so inspiring. We're talking with our guest from the Special Olympics Wisconsin, Chad Hirschner is president and CEO, and Brittany Wilson is an athlete leader for Special Olympics. We'd love to hear from you. No calls yet today, but we'd like to hear what you think of Special Olympics. Has it meant something to you, your family? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And I hope you can join us tomorrow on the Larry Mueller Show. David Drake and Jamie Knack are going to be back, and they're going to tell us about just how close armadillos are to crossing into Wisconsin. Plus, there are some citizen science opportunities, and the fall migration is beginning. So I hope you can join us for that. Right now, we are talking about Special Olympics. Chad, before we go to our caller, we were talking about volunteers. What kind of jobs do volunteers volunteer for?
Right. So it's a whole range of things. Volunteers can volunteer to help with setup or tear down. They can volunteer to be timekeepers at swimming or track. We also have opportunities at registration. Awards is a great way to volunteer. So you get to be there and hand out medals and ribbons to these amazing athletes and celebrate them in their moment of victory, or volunteering at some of the actual events. So you might be right at the side of where they're doing javelin or shot put, and helping with those activities too.
Great. We do have a caller who is a volunteer, apparently. Hi, Joan in Hobart. Can you tell us what your experience was like?
It was just wonderful. I am not currently a volunteer because
I'm 82 years old and can't do all the things that I used to do. But my dear high school friend, Betty Pritchard, who is no longer with us, had her little brother was a member of the community of challenged people. And so I would go with them every summer to the, I don't know if we even called it Special Olympics, but it was all games and competition. And it's so long ago that, I mean, I went for 4 years with her in the summer, and I just loved it. And the story about the boy that got up and ran, that someone just told, across the finish line with injuries, was so what I experienced. I at one race, a boy was way ahead of the little boy who fell, and he went right back and picked the boy up, and they ran together across the finish line holding hands. It was such an inspirational experience for me, and I was a teacher for 42 years, and I just never forgot those summers that I didn't teach special ed, but I taught theater and directed plays and things like that. But and I hate to even tell this, but for some reason, when we took a class in college, mind you, I started college in 1959, they had a big assembly where, although the kids didn't seem to mind, I guess they kind of liked it, but they would bring out kids with different disabilities. And one of them was the boy, one of the boys that was at the camp when I was. And this was 4 years later when I was in college, a senior in college. And I was way in the back of the auditorium, and he was on, you know, on the stage. And he remembered me. He saw me, and he waved at me, and I waved and blew kisses, and he waved. And there was, I don't know how many hundreds of students.
That's amazing. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Joan, for sharing all that with us. That's wonderful. I'm sure you get lots of stories like that, Chad.
Well, and Joan brings up an important point, too, of the work that Special Olympics Wisconsin does in our Unified Champion Schools program. So, you know, we have evolved in our country in our thinking of we used to almost segregate individuals with intellectual disabilities. Now the work we do at Special Olympics Wisconsin is how do we create those unified champion schools? So we have a program where it is having students with and without intellectual disabilities come together. So they do all school assemblies, they participate in leadership activities, and they do sports. So it's awesome when you see the captain of the girls' basketball team saying, hey, these are my friends, let's spend time with these awesome individuals. So we're really making change there. We have 116 unified champion schools in the state of Wisconsin, and that ranges from elementary all the way through college. So that's how we truly make transformational change, too.
I can see that. Let's go back to the phones. We have Kim in Madison. Go right ahead, Kim.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to share, if there's any parents out there that are nervous, because I'm not a nervous person, and I was nervous about Sedona getting involved with Special Olympics, but she did get involved with the Cottage Grove area, and she was in basketball, and I have to tell you, our daughter has some very unusual challenges. Some call it a gift, but spiritual challenges. And I have to say the coaches and the administration understood her needs and made some exceptions. The bottom line is these people will help you get your child involved as long as it's not a safety issue. They will do everything they can. And one of our coaches, Snuffy, in Cottage Grove, was just, to this day, it's very difficult to put into words what he meant to our daughter. And she's 29, and she's never done anything like this. And she got a bronze medal the first time she went out for basketball, and that is hung proudly in her room. So don't hesitate. Call. Go through it. Go through the application process. It's worth it.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Kim. What are your thoughts when you hear that, Chad or Brittany?
Well, it's the first thing I did was you've seen me wipe a tear from my eye.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Again, that is just, we are so blessed to have such great team members, both on staff and coaches, that truly are here to create that sense of connectedness and belonging and help others unlock their gifts and understand challenges that they have and make this an environment where they feel safe and connected. So that just, you know, always touches you.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sorry, Brittany, you were going to add something.
Oh, no, it was a great story. It's really inspiring.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. The next caller is Peter in Stevens Point. Go ahead, Peter.
Hi there. I work special ed in Stevens Point for over 20 years, about half in elementary and half in junior high. And it was always just amazing when we'd have these track meets or even in gym class. Even if a kid came in last, he was just smiling. She was just smiling ear to ear. It was just cheerful to see.
Peter, did that have any effect on the other athletes on your team or in your class?
I think they just all tried their best, and they all shared the fact that I tried my best, and no one was, hey, look at me, look at me. It was just a team effort, pretty much.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that with us, Peter. Chad, did you have anything to add to that?
I would say, too, you know, when you're at state games and you see some athletes and they may win fourth place or fifth place, and some of our athletes are highly competitive and they might be disappointed that they got fourth place or fifth place. And we also remind them that out of 14,600 people, you made it to state games and you were here competing in this sport. So to get fourth place is something that should be celebrated and recognized and honored. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you too, the skills of our athletes, I played golf with some of our athletes, and they are way better golfers than I will ever be. So they are highly competitive and highly trained, too.
Wonderful. Brittany, have you had a chance to show some of your athletic abilities with people who aren't in the Special Olympics? Have you? What was that experience like?
So, like, any of your unified experiences, Brittany, that you've done? Have you done any unified teams or unified activities that you've done?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't done any unified sports. It sounds cool.
And just quickly, Chad, what does that mean? Is that you're putting other teams together?
So unified means that, you know, anybody could sign up. We have some sports out of our 19 that are unified sports. So it pairs people with and without intellectual disabilities on teams.
Okay.
So somebody could say, hey, I want to sign up and we're going to play unified bocce together.
Gotcha.
Sometimes it's parents or guardians or friends or people in the community that say, this is another way I can get involved. So all of those unified sports are also on our website as well. And that's another way to be supportive of Special Olympics and our amazing athletes.
Wonderful. So many opportunities. I want to thank you both for being with us today and sharing what your work has been like and hopefully inspiring some of our listeners. So thank you.
Thank you for your hospitality.
You bet. Well, our guests are from Special Olympics Wisconsin, Chad Hirschner, president and CEO, and Brittany Wilson, an athlete leader, all for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Stay with us.